Good morning from the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. One person was injured after a small plane crashed early Monday morning in Clearbrook, northwest of Bemidji. Clearbrook Gunvic Police Chief Ryan Soley says it happened at about 1:40 a.m. The pilot was outside the plane when first responders arrived. The pilot was flown to a Fargo hospital. His condition has not been released. Soley says the initial investigation shows the plane experienced mechanical failure and weather may have been a factor. Assisting agencies included the Clearwater County Sheriff's Office, Clearbrook Fire Department, and Bagley and Bemidji Police. The FAA will handle the investigation. A Thief River Falls woman was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Polk County south of Warren. The Minnesota State Patrol says it happened along Highway 75 at Center Street in Angus Township around 1 p.m. Friday. The patrol says 28-year-old Kyrie Wright of Thief River Falls was driving a 2019 Ford Escape West on Polk County Road 21, while 57-year-old John William Markham of Bemidji was driving a 2018 Chevrolet Impala south on 75 when the vehicles collided at the intersection. Wright received non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to the Warren Hospital. Markham was not injured. Residents of Red Lake have been appointed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to state committees. Alaya Lusher has been appointed to the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee as a youth member. The Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee oversees Minnesota's compliance with the Federal Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act, which outlines the standards of care and processes juveniles go through when involved with the justice system. Tashina Branchod has been appointed to the Rural Health Advisory Committee as a member of a tribal nation. The Rural Health Advisory Committee advises the Commissioner of Health and other state agencies on rural health issues. Food shelf use across Minnesota remains at an all-time high. Dan Furry with the Salvation Army says it's alarming as many Minnesotans are facing ongoing challenges. Nagging inflation has resulted in 80% of households living paycheck to paycheck, causing food shelf visits to double within the last 2 years.
In the state of Minnesota, between 2021 and 2023, the number of people who visited food shelves doubled. It went from about 3.8 million to about 7.5 million visits. And that, to me, is alarming. It really illustrates the seriousness of the problem that people are facing when they can't afford to pay for the food in the grocery stores, or they're dealing with having to determine whether they can pay rent or if they have to feed their family.
State Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury is being relieved of her committee assignments and removed from caucus meetings. Mitchell is facing felony burglary charges for allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy said Sunday that Mitchell will not be returning to normal duties at the state capitol while her case is under review by both the Senate and the courts. Mitchell's case has been referred to a Senate Ethics Subcommittee for a May 7th hearing. First-term Democrat says she does not intend to resign. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mark Johnson of East Grand Forks says in a statement, removing Senator Mitchell from committees is not enough. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach does not have the endorsement of 7th District Republicans for the August 13th primary election. Fischbach failed to receive enough delegate support to secure the endorsement after three rounds of voting on Saturday. She's being challenged for her seat by GOP candidate Steve Boyd. Fischbach was elected to the U.S. House in 2020 after knocking off longtime DFL Congressman and House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.